Triple M family. Turn up your speaker.
And let's hope it's working better than the current Speaker in Parliament.
Sorry, one moment. All those that opinion say aye, and this will... aye. Ayes have it. Noes have it.
Speaking of Parliament, please give a very warm welcome to the Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison.
Now, you see, Mr. Morrison thought he'd arrive when he was elected Prime Minister. You've arrived when you get your own intro on Triple M.
Exactly. How big is that? Right.
Welcome, the Prime Minister. How are you this morning?
Well, g'day. It's great to be back here in Adelaide. It's great to see South Australia opening up again, which is tremendous. I wanted to get here as soon as I possibly could as those borders came up. So it's great to be here, and well done, South Australia.
Well, if you could have arrived just a little bit earlier, we launched our Triple M beer last night. Yeah. You could have come and had a beer with us.
Well, you know, I'm never a stranger to that.
Where do you like to have a beer? Where's your best beer? Like, if you can picture yourself, is it at a sporting event? Is it is your favourite holiday place? Where do you get excited about having a beer?
Well, look, all of the above, basically. But the one I've got to say that I particularly enjoy is on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon. Now, I know I'm in an AFL town, but supporting my local NRL team back in Sydney, on the Eastern Stand in the sun in the afternoon, and there it is. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, afternoon beers are good.
Beautiful.
Someone have to tell me what NRL is after this.
Hey, while we're on the sport, you jumped around a little bit with a couple of AFL teams last year, Prime Minister, but you're in Adelaide now. Are you more of an Adelaide Crows sort of man, or are you more of a Port Power prison bars sort of man?
I didn't grow up with AFL, so look, I've never really had an AFL team. I mean, Rodney Eade, when he coached in Sydney, we became sort of friends there because our wives worked together. And so when he went back to Melbourne and was with the Bulldogs, I followed him there for a little while. But I always loved going to the games. I've always enjoyed watching AFL, but I never sort of had a team, and I don't now. But Port's got the same colours as my Cronulla Sharks.
Yes, the Sharks. There you go.
No. Good on you, Prime Minister. Same colours, but, you know, that's I suppose that gives a bit of a lean.
I've just signed him up. Number one ticket holder for Port Adelaide, Scott Morrison. I've got him.
You don't know what you've done. Gosh, he's
a good guy. Gosh, he's a good guy.
There you go. Now, good guy. Prime Minister, I'm just wondering, you're in Adelaide for a reason. Whenever you make sort of, you know, flying visits like this, there's always something. Is there a big announcement imminent, or why are you here today?
Well, no, we've actually made a lot of big announcements while we've been locked up back in Canberra and everywhere. And one of the biggest one of those is what many people I know about in South Australia, which is the full cycle docking, which is where, you know, we fully do the run over of the Collins class submarines. And that's been a really important part of jobs here in South Australia. Of course, we're building the frigates here as well, and the Hobart class destroyers. So there's a lot of shipbuilding going on here in South Australia. And of course, I made that announcement some time ago about going ahead with nuclear powered submarines. So, but I'm also here to be with Dr. Rachel Swift. Now, she's my new Liberal candidate here for Boothby in South Australia. She's got a great background. She was actually working on the Ebola response team back in 2014. You know, she's worked in the Boston Consulting Group. She's an incredibly talented woman, and I'm just absolutely stoked that she's decided to come and join our team and run for us in Boothby. And with everything we've been through over the last few years, it's sort of highlighted why it's so important to get a broad range of experience and to have someone like Dr. Rachel Swift putting her hand up. And she joins others we've got on our team who are veterans, and we've got others who are other doctors and those who've worked in small business. That's what my party is all about, drawing people from all walks of life.
Well, that's good. You're talking about all the submarines and the nuclear subs that we're building here. Has that got a bit to do with the front page of the Advertiser today with a big picture of a ship? Red Alert's the headline, Chinese spy ship on a three-week mission off the coast of Australia. Does that get your heart rate up a little bit, or you're not fussed?
Well, it's not a surprise, but and we obviously knew they were there. They were in our economic zone, which they're allowed to be, and just like we're allowed to be up in the South China Sea. But it does, I think, remind everybody that we live in an increasingly tense world, and particularly in our part of it. And that's why, you know, the most important job I have as Prime Minister is to keep Australians safe, and that means that, you know, I and my government, our government, we have to stand up to those who would seek to threaten us and coerce us, and we have done that quite deliberately, and And we're not going to change who we are as a people, and we will stand up to those who seek to change who we are and interfere in our country. And that's why I've put together the deal with the United States and the United Kingdom, called AUKUS. People, your listeners may be aware of that. That actually keeps us safe. That means we're working on the technology, because if we have the best possible defence, then that's the best way to keep Australians safe, but also to keep our region peaceful.
Just changing tact, we live in a country where we have states and we have state governments. And I must admit, Prime Minister, in my life, I've never understood words like federal or Commonwealth. I don't even know what they really mean, to be honest, when it comes to governing. At which point should you have the power to say, this is how we're handling the pandemic? At the moment, we're so fractured. We've got Mark McGowan doing one thing. We've got Gladys doing what she wanted. We had Dan Andrews has come in for a ton of criticism. We've done it differently here, and I think we've been great in South Australia. But at which point, whether it was you or anybody else, should we be able to say, I'm the Prime Minister, this is what our country's policy is, and this is how we're handling it?
Well, that's not how Australia was built. Australia was built, as you said, as a federation. The states existed before the Commonwealth did. And when the Commonwealth was set up, it was set up on the basis that it could do only specific things. And the states retained all of their powers to do everything else, and that included public health. And so what I have to do as Prime Minister is try and get them to work together as much as I possibly can, because when they set Australia up over 100 years ago, they didn't give me those powers to tell the states what they could do on public health.
But we do with certain things, don't we? When you say public health, I mean, you can be picky and if we made a decision to go to war or something, you'd make that call.
That's a power that's given to the Commonwealth government. Defence, foreign affairs, trade rules, things like this, corporations, you know, what businesses can do, tax laws, all of that. That's what we can do as a federal government, and the social security system, the payment of pensions and welfare. But when it comes to public hospitals and law and order and the police and all of these things, they are the responsibilities of the states. And it's important, you know, that the government get as close to where the people are as possible. The idea that Canberra knows everything about everything, I think, is a nonsense. You want people making decisions, I think, about your schools and your hospitals as close to the ground as possible, right here in South Australia. And Steve Marshall's doing a great job on all that. So I think that's really important. So, you know, Australia is a partnership, and we all got to work together. And even though there's been disagreements between the states, here's three things that Australia has done amazingly well. One, we've got one of the lowest fatality rates of COVID in the world.
Yep.
We've had one of the strongest economies. I mean, we've had 350,000 people bounce back into jobs in the last 5 weeks. And we're the strongest economies in the world. And now we have one of the highest vaccination rates in the world. Now, I've got a challenge to all your listeners this morning. Mm. The figures this morning is that South Australia is at 79.5% double dose vaccination. Yep. Okay. Now, yesterday, they went forward by about 0.5%.
Ugh.
So we can go ahead 0.5% today. So if you're in South Australia today, double dose vaccinated, and then have a beer.
Yeah.
And celebrate us getting to 80% tomorrow.
Now, speaking of vaccinations, Prime Minister, I mean, I am very pro-vax. I am double jabbed myself, but I do know people who are choosing not to get the vaccine. How much longer will we have to wait before those people will be allowed back into sort of normal society? I personally, again, am double vax, but I do worry about the sort of separation of the two worlds.
Yeah, look, Loz, I think you're right about that. And I mean, I'm double vaxxed. I just had my booster, and I want to encourage everybody to be getting their boosters as well. And I saw a figure today, 80% of people have had their 80% of Australians will want to have boosters. So that's good, and I want to encourage everybody to do that. 6 months since your second dose, please go and get your booster.
Yep.
But we've got to live with the virus. But, Loz, you're right, we've got to live together with the virus. Mm-hmm. And the whole point of getting vaccination rates to that level is that we can bring everybody back. Now, our government, the Commonwealth government, we supported vaccine mandates for people who were health workers, aged care workers, disability care workers, because they work with vulnerable people. And that was intended to protect them. We don't have a mandate policy that extends beyond that. Mm-hmm. States are making their own decisions on that for the reasons I said before. But once we get these vaccination rates at these high levels, and that's why we've got to get to 80% and then keep going, then yes, we should be able to all come together and we should be able to move on. And that's why we've got to keep going. You know, governments have got to step back now, I think, and so Australians can step forward and we can just get on with all living together with this virus.
Living together, having a few Triple M beers. Now, if you're going to have a Triple M beer, what music would you be listening to, Prime Minister, on the way out? You've got the, you're the only person in 2021 to request a song here on Triple M. What do you want us to play?
Well, I don't know if it would be one all of your listeners would like. You know, I am a big Tina Arena fan. I love Tina.
Let's go, mate.
I love Tina. She's awesome, and she's a great Australian talent, and she's a you know, a great Aussie. She
what
really stands up
Chains
for us.
Which one?
Oh, well, you know, Chains is the popular. My favourite one is Unsung Hero.
Unsung Hero.
Because I mean, sometimes I get a bit hopelessly romantic. Not that often, but when I listen to Tina's music, I think about Jen. And she's my unsung hero.
Good on you.
That's a bit
wow. Beautiful. Well done. Prime Minister, thank you so much for taking our call this morning and enjoy your day in Adelaide.
Cheers. Enjoy the beers.
Cheers.
Yeah, there he is. Thank you, our Prime Minister Scott Morrison.